Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Sherry Quinn. The emergency homeless shelter in Ukiah recently closed, forcing many homeless individuals in Mendocino County to wander the streets and sleep outside at night. The closure also likely makes them more vulnerable to being ticketed for illegal camping. The city of Ukiah adopted an illegal camping ordinance in 2014. Alan Schlosser, senior counsel of the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU in Northern California, wrote a letter to the city when the ordinance was on the city council meeting agenda in 2014. It was brought to his attention by a local community member.
I wrote the letter because I found both at that point it was a proposed ordinance and some of the documents that were going into the city council disturbing. You know, lots of communities have somewhat similar camping ordinances. This one seemed particularly egregious for me from the ACLU's perspective. And our perspective is that understand there are problems associated with homelessness and criminal behavior should be punished criminally. But we don't think cities should be criminalizing people who have no place to live but outside. Those kinds of ordinances are really just an attempt to drive the problem somewhere else. And it's a very vulnerable population.
This year alone, more than a dozen individuals have been ticketed for illegal camping in the county.
This ordinance was very broad in terms of basically prohibiting people from sleeping overnight anywhere. And also, because there were some administrative problems in dealing with infraction tickets, up the ante by making these so-called crimes misdemeanors, which really would have very bad consequences for the people involved who clearly can't afford a lawyer and usually aren't able to see the process through. Once they plead guilty and end up with a fine, which they obviously, in most cases, can't pay, it just starts a cycle of warrants and incarceration, and comes down as a way of convincing people that this community, Ukiah, doesn't want you around. And putting aside for a moment how ungenerous that is, we believe, and courts have agreed, that cities constitutionally can't criminalize activities that are part of life's necessities, like sleeping or standing or sitting, unless they have a place, an alternative for people to be. There is no shelter space, and you can't sleep overnight, but you have no place to sleep, then in effect they're punishing you for being homeless, and that violates the U.S. Constitution.
Schlosser said another thing that propelled him to write the letter in 2014 was the lack of the city's effort to provide shelter space in the face of the new ordinance.
Like most ordinances, the legislature, the city council, put forward its findings and declaration of intent, which was an iteration of problems that homelessness was causing. But there was not a word in it of any city policy or intent to provide shelter space. It was like that was irrelevant, and we feel that's not irrelevant. You can't just say it's a problem and we're going to criminalize it.
Part of the solution for communities coping with this issue, he believes, are providing services, including shelter.
But that's expensive, and I'm sure it's true that a lot of cities can't afford it. The state hasn't, you know, provided all the money that's needed, and that, so it's a real social dilemma. I mean, the problem with dealing with homelessness as a criminal problem is, you know, the criminal system is not easy to navigate, as anyone who's tried to appeal a parking ticket knows, much less more serious offenses. For this population, to expect them to defend a misdemeanor charge successfully is, you know, they know it's not going to happen. They know that people are going to do whatever it takes to avoid incarceration, which just leads to this cycle. From the ACLU's perspective, there are constitutional principles that prohibit governments from criminalizing what they call status offenses that people, you know, are. For example, you can't criminalize drug addiction. that used to be the law, but they said that that was unconstitutional to criminalize drug addiction. You can criminalize a lot of things about drugs, but not the state of being addicted. And we see the criminalization of homelessness the same way, that there are all kinds of forces that are putting people into this situation. And you can't make it a crime. You can make behavior surrounding it a crime, but you can't make it a crime. And if you're criminalizing sleeping, it's the same as criminalizing their existence, because you have to sleep somewhere.
That was ACLU Senior Attorney Alan Schlosser. You can read his letter to the City of Ukiah in its entirety on our website at kzyx.org. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.